Plans to lay off 1,100 corporate employees worldwide. Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell. Dow futures up 252 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 103. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's big. Rob Schmidt recently beat CNN in key ratings as millions are tuning into Newsmax. Every night, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax revealing the truth about Elon Musk's Doge. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern and find out why Rob is the hottest person in cable news. Even President Trump is watching, and he says Newsmax is terrific. Reuters Institute reports that Newsmax is now one of the top news brands in America. Find out why. Just check out Newsmax on your cable system. Get Rob Schmidt with Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and much more. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or home TV to start watching. It takes just seconds. With Newsmax Plus, you can watch our great shows anytime. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com and start your free trial. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Make the switch to Newsmax today.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Anne Arundel County's government buildings will be closed today due to a cyber incident that's impacting public services. The county says telework eligible employees are expected to work remotely using Google or internet-based systems, and emergency and essential employees must report for work at their usual times. The county says it's taking precautionary measures to ensure the safety of its systems, and that includes limiting access to the internet and some systems until full operations resume. Department of Recreation and Parks amenities will be open, and public schools and libraries will operate as normal. The county's recycling centers and the landfill will be closed. A federal court has granted a motion filed by a coalition of attorneys general for a preliminary injunction to stop Elon Musk and Doge from having unauthorized access to Americans' private information. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Braves this afternoon from Sarasota. Dean Kramer will make his spring training debut at 4:05. Game moved back 3 hours because of some bad weather moving in early afternoon. Here's manager Brandon Hyde on Kramer and what he hopes for in 2025.
Dean Kramer took a huge step last year. Huge step forward, adding the split finger, really being a solid major league starter. Could see him improve even more than that.
Yesterday, Birds beat the Phils 7-3. Cade Povich pitched 2 scoreless. Kobe Mayo, a 2-run single. A sidebar here, closer Felix Bautista threw his first live bullpen session. A strong sign that he's on target for Grapefruit League work in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, in D.C. yesterday, the chase continued in grand fashion.
Emerson is stick snapped. Here's Ovechkin! Got it! Another hat trick for Alexander Ovechkin. 12 to tie and 13 away from history.
Indeed, on pace for an early April record breaker, that call on TNT. Remember, Ovi missed 6 weeks this season with a broken leg. Caps beat the Oilers 7-3. With 84 points, the Caps own the best record in the NHL. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens at the Mike in Indianapolis. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to go around on this Monday as we head up to 57 today. Upper 40s is average. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 37. Upper 20s is where we are supposed to be. Tuesday, partly sunny. Maybe a stray shower late in the day. High near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 39 in Westminster, 38 in Easton, and 36 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. You know what? It's time to reset, set some goals for the week. Be very productive. Yes, Monday. It's like you could go to the gym today, remember to go tomorrow. By Wednesday, you know, you're just back to, you know, chucking down Twinkies. Am I the only one that does that? No. I try to continue to go to the gym all week long. I might miss a few days here and there, but it is what it is. You know, today we got a lot of topics to discuss. At 9:35, we'll be joined by Delegate Brian Chisholm. And he's going to call in on the hotline to talk about Empower. This is a company you probably heard about a lot. And that is because of this energy crisis that we currently have that I might tell you this now. You know, our attorney, our Maryland Attorney General, Anthony Brown, he doesn't believe we're having an energy crisis. I don't know if you guys saw, but he's joining other Democrat lawmakers and taking on President Trump because he believes that being energy independent is just a talking point. He thinks that we're not having any issues at all here, especially in Maryland, even though I think many of you are bracing for your next bill. I know that I am. Your next electric bill is coming out soon here. What's March 1st? Is that on Saturday? I mean, this is ridiculous at this point. And so you've got people in office that are pretending as if this isn't happening, as if we don't get these bills and open them up and see them with our own eyes and then pay for them with our own paychecks. It's like it doesn't exist, right? We're going to talk to Delegate Brian Chisholm at 9:35 about that. Also, I want to start the show because we're going to talk about the deadly weekend we had in the Baltimore region. Extremely deadly. And I have to say that the story that I'm going to start with in Columbia, there's a lot of twists and turns. And so don't, you know, you can't walk away from the radio or from the app, however you listen to the show, because there's a lot to this story. And again, you've got fingers that are pointing towards the DJS secretary, Vincent Schiraldi, and the fact that the juvenile justice system, if that's what you want to call it, is not working in the state of Maryland. It does not work. We figured this out years ago. We know that it doesn't work, yet they continue to try the same old thing. And now you have another teenager that is dead. So will this finally be the reason that Governor Westmore gives Vincent Schiraldi the axe? We'll have to see. But for right now, that is the question of the day. Before we get into this, go to WCBM.com. This is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Governor Westmore fire Vincent Schiraldi once and for all? Yes or no? Of course, I'm saying yes. And I do believe if Governor Moore continues to delay on getting rid of Vincent Schiraldi, he's going to continue to hurt his own career. And look, we all know that Governor Moore is about his career, okay? That's whatever he does in Annapolis, the things that he says, the videos that he posts, it is all about his career and his future, okay? This is a guy that wants to be a career politician. This is a guy that thinks he's going to the Oval Office. This is a guy that likes to pretend, oh, I haven't been in politics before. I just kind of woke up in this and became the governor of Maryland. Do you remember how many people were in the Democrat primary during the gubernatorial race there in 2022, there was a ton of people. There were a ton of people. Governor Moore was not polling at number one until the very end there. Remember, you had Tom Perez who was polling higher. You had Peter Francho that was polling higher. And then, you know, here's Governor Moore. Well, I kind of just stumbled into this. I haven't been in politics before, as if he didn't marry a woman in politics, as if he wasn't a White House fellow for Condoleezza Rice, as if he was not on the college Republicans team when he went to college, as if none of these things ever occurred, right? He just woke up and stumbled into politics, as if he hasn't spoken at some of the events hosted by Open Society and George Soros, as if that never happened, as if we don't have YouTube videos to prove that, right? And if you follow me on social media, you've seen them. I posted them. Where he's sitting there with the Open Society sign right next to him. I'm like, dude, you don't just stumble into Open Society. Okay? You don't just stumble into politics and George Soros is like, let's get that guy in here. No, my friend. No, you've been in politics for quite some time. You hit it well. I'll give you that. You hit it well. But now you're in a position where you got to make some serious decisions here, Governor. I'm giving you some friendly advice. If you don't do something about this energy crisis, if you don't do something about these juveniles killing each other, like it's some kind of video game, you are not going to have a future. You can't just, you know, put taxes and fees on absolutely everything, hoping the budget will all pan out. You can't treat this like your personal life. Okay, you didn't want to pay your water bill. I don't know why. It seems like you had the money to do it. I don't know why you were reneging on it, but that's what you tried to do. That's what you decided to do until everybody in the public found out about it because you were running for office. But look, you can't run the state like that, my friend. You can't. Some of us don't want debt. Some of us don't want to face a $3 billion deficit. Some of us don't want to pay for food deliveries. You know what? Before we get into this story, it looks like I got my friend Doc Cheatham on the line. Good morning, Doc. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. You sound so good on the radio.
Oh, thank you, Doc. You know, what's so crazy, I know we're going to get into this with the Vincent Schiraldi and all the crime, but when I think about putting more fees on food deliveries, and I think about the food deserts that we have in West Baltimore, is that not an attack on the families that are dealing with the food deserts?
It's sad. It saddens me, you know, every day to wake up. You know, my family and I are doing okay, but the overwhelming majority of residents, you know, they have to find out what group is giving away food on any given day because, one, they don't have transportation. Two, they really don't have the money. The water bills and gas bills are not making it any easier. And I really think the biggest problem with most of our elected officials, the overwhelming majority, of course, are Democrats in this state. They are disconnected from the communities that are having problems, and they have no real understanding what we go through every day.
Yeah, no, Doc, I think you're right about that. I think that's what it is. But, you know, these people, they have the opportunity to sit down with you, to sit down with the community, because you host events all of the time. You have community events all of the time. So it's like there's no excuse. You bring the people together. I just wonder, why don't they attend these events and actually hear from people themselves? I mean, it's really pretty easy at this point.
Well, Kim, some of us, starting with myself, I'm the largest community in Baltimore City. I have a little over 36,000. I'm the biggest neighborhood. But the problem is if you don't go along to get along with the senator and the councilman, you get put on the bad list, and you very seldom have ever seen them. We haven't seen our councilman and our senator for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow. Ridiculous. Yeah.
But I really think I got interviewed back in January when the head of the juvenile justice came to a community meeting in South Baltimore. And I was interviewed, and I said then, the answers to the questions and his attitude, throwing books at people, I said, you know, I've gotten the impression this guy is not connected to our community at all. I know the governor has a good relationship with him, but he's doing us a great disservice. Our situation here in Baltimore City is getting worse, and to hear what's happening in Columbia, if it happens in Columbia, it's going to happen anywhere.
Yeah.
It's almost unbelievable what Columbia is going through, but, you know, we experience it every day. And I'll close with this, Kim. I'm at 530 days of no homicides in my community. And as I said, I'm the largest community in Baltimore City. We have our own crime plan. We get no money from the city, but we have the most successful crime plan with no homicides, and we're in the Wild Wild Western District.
Yeah, no, you're doing a fantastic job. And it's sad to see that this continues. But, you know, when you tell me that Vincent Schiraldi had a terrible attitude and didn't even want to hear the stories or try to relate, I think that's what we're seeing, you know, from his office in general, to be honest with you.
Well, anytime I can do anything for you, please check your email. I'm trying to get you to come to a civil rights DEI meeting. We got a real big meeting coming up this Friday at Human Memorial Church. We're having a lot of speakers talking about solutions, not problems, trying to come up with solutions, we can do.
All right, I will check that. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate you calling in and listening. Thank you.
Right.
Have a good one. That's Doc Cheatham there and Matthew Henson, and he does. He tries so hard for his community, and it is sad because he does get ignored by a lot of those in office because he dares to speak out about the problems. He dares to say anything about it. But like I said, it's so easy. He hosts community events all the time. If Mayor Brandon Scott or Governor Wes Moore, if anybody, if they wanted, they could tell, you know, they could call or even email Doc Cheatham and said, hey, you know what? We're going to be in the neighborhood on Saturday. Do you think you can get people together? Yes, he would. There'd be hundreds of people out there willing and happy to talk to them. They don't even have to put it together. Their office would not have to coordinate a darn thing. That's how crazy all of this is. Now, to hear that he hasn't spoken to his councilman or state senator for quite some time, that's sad to hear, but it's not surprising. In case you're wondering what we're talking about, in Columbia, a teen charged with fatally shooting a 16-year-old and critically injuring a 15-year-old in Columbia, also charged with separate shooting from last week. Yes. From last week, when we get back from the break, we're going to get into this because, again, what this shows is we're not doing what we have to do to rehabilitate any of these juveniles across the state. We're not having to look. You can't sit there and get arrested for attempted homicide on Valentine's Day. And then here I am getting alerts on my phone this weekend about the same individual shooting and killing another teenager in Columbia, because that's what we have right now. This individual, 18 years old, on a monitoring system, and this is what he was able to do. Like I said, when we get back, we're going to discuss it. Right now, we got to check on the market. There's a lot of things going on, obviously, with Elon Musk, President Trump. You know, we're still talking about tariffs. We got Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management for today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. Doing well.
Good. And hard to believe that the week of February is, the last week of February is here.
Yeah.
We're already starting.
It moves so fast. Yeah.
I know. Flew by. So we're at the final Monday Morning Market Flash here, at least for February, and then kicking off next week. It'll be March. So today's activity with the U.S. economy, Kim, a little bit better than we expected. And in particular, coming off the heels of last Friday's sell-off in the market. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures are up about 203 points. S&P 500 futures up about 26 points, Kim, and the NASDAQ futures are up about 90 points. So markets right now are hopefully looking to recover, again, after that sell-off that we had last Friday and actually last Thursday. So we had two consecutive days where the stock market really pulled back to finish off the week in the red. The Dow finished down 2.5% for its worst weekly performance, really going back to October of last year, which is surprising, Kim. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also slipped about 1.66 and about 2.5% respectively for last week as well. So last week was not good. On Friday alone, the Dow dropped more than 700 points, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also, again, in the red territory. So these declines we've seen in the market thus far are coming after the February data, raising concerns, again, over the state of the U.S. economy. Talking, I heard you mention the word tariffs, the reciprocal tariffs. We're seeing, obviously, this news is in the news front and center, but we're also seeing some of the economic data, like the Purchasing Managers Index numbers, showing that the U.S. services sector actually contracted for the month, Kim. And then we also had, surprisingly, another big thing we follow is the University of Michigan, their Consumer Sentiment Index. So it's really following, you know, what consumers are showing us with our U.S. economy. And that index, or that sentiment index number, came in weaker than we expected. So, you know, again, there's a lot of still, you know, shakiness and uncertainty with regards to the U.S. economy, really looking to kind of see some better numbers. We still are kind of at the tail end of the earnings season here right now. This week right now, we're seeing, again, some additional corporate earnings, earnings reports from Home Depot and Lowe's on Tuesday and Wednesday. This should also kind of give investors a better sense of maybe how the consumers and spenders are faring, because Home Depot and Lowe's, you know, both show us some of those numbers. We're also seeing on the tech sector, the big company that a lot of people follow, NVIDIA, with their artificial intelligence updates. Their earnings report will come out on Wednesday. So we're going to see some interesting things. I will say this, though, Kim, Warren Buffett kind of sounds his warning to Washington, because Berkshire reported a record profit on Saturday, reported record annual profits and boosting their cash stake to $334 billion. As Warren Buffett, again, kind of used his annual shareholder letter to caution Washington to spend money wisely and to take care of those who get, and I quote, Kim, short straws in life, end quote. So there we have it for today's Morning Market Flash. We'll be back, of course, this Wednesday morning. And have a great day, Kim. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Tim.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker-owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean. Thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we are talking about how deadly the weekend was, but first, I do want to say, because I came in the studio this morning, you know, with a pouty face, I think, because I am so tired, but I am glad Doc Cheeto made me feel better when he said I sounded good this morning, because you know what it is? I listen to other people way too much, and I And I do this because I've told myself, and this was maybe a few years ago, that I have to take constructive criticism. And so by doing that, I listen to people about almost anything and everything. And I need to stop that. That should be on my New Year's resolution. I need to stop taking advice from people for no reason. I just, you know, and that's what, because I've got this in my head where I've got to be able to take advice and take feedback. And I guess, you know, when you're running for office, these are the things that you do, right? Well, anyways, so last night, here I am, because I have friends that tell me all the time that the sleeping pills that I take, yes, I take sleeping pills. I know it's awful. They are over the counter, not anything too strong. But the sleeping pills that I take, they were like, you know what? I read that this is really bad for you and they're bad for your liver. And you should stop taking them, right? Now, I've been taking sleeping pills since almost the beginning of time. Okay. So I thought, all right, maybe it is bad for my liver. I don't know. I don't seem to have any problems when I go to the doctor, but who knows? Maybe these people know better. I don't know. You know, times change, science change, data changes, so does research. So I was like, all right, I'll listen. So I go to change this out, my sleeping pills, for something more quote unquote natural. Okay. Natural. It has like the melatonin, the natural. Well, here's what happened. I took these pills last night that were natural. And you know what I did? I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep. So no, did I have a fun weekend where I was out and about and having a great time and partying with friends? No, I actually had a very calm, lonely weekend because that's my life right now. And it's okay. It's all right. You know, but at the same time, it's like here, you know, here I am. I'm cleaning the house. You know, I'm doing all this stuff. You know, go to the gym. I actually went to Ollie's discount store. You know what? I went to Richardson Farms. I don't know if you guys do this, but the Girl Scouts are there. Yes, they are selling cookies. Well, anyways, so yes, I tried these more natural pills last night, and I haven't been asleep. So I'm telling people now, if you want to call or text me after 1 o'clock today, I'm not answering. Don't call. I'm going to sleep. And I don't care. Your house could be on fire. I don't care. Brian, I don't care. All right. I just wanted to get that off my chest because I know people are like, Kim, why is she so tired? Because that's what happened. I listen to other people. Real quick, though, before we move on, I did want to say that we do need to figure out whether or not Vincent Schiraldi should still have a job. I know I say no, he should not have a job. But the question of the day is, should Governor Westmore fire Vincent Schiraldi? All right. This is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Take part in a poll at WCBM.com. We'll check back and look at it all show long. I did want to say to you that it wasn't just a double shooting outside of Columbia Mall that was a problem. There was also a shooting Saturday morning in Baltimore County. On Sunday, you had two fatal shootings in Baltimore City. I'm telling you right now, you know, I know we talk about this often, like where the homicides and non-fatal shootings are spread out. They are spread out. They're being spread out across the state. And a lot of this is because they're moving a lot of people from Baltimore City to other areas. But also, we're not enforcing the law across the state. And so you have this situation where even DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi, who pretends like everything is just fine in the detention, you know, the juvenile detention centers, when they are not. These kids, or even adults at this point, they're not being detained. They're not being detained. They're allowed to go to school with your kids, with anybody else's kids who are in public school. You've got kids sitting next to your kids that are really right now being charged for attempted murder. This is a problem. And Governor Westmore, if you have this eye for higher office, you're going to have to handle this problem today. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about Delegate Brian Chisholm. He's going to be calling us on the hotline here. We're going to talk about Empower Maryland and the energy crisis. Luckily, we have Republicans like Delegate Chisholm that are actually working in Annapolis. Coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In President Trump's words, what an incredible job Dan will do. Dan Bongino, named FBI Deputy Director. The president lauds Bongino for his time with the NYPD as well as his work as a Secret Service agent. The Pentagon Chief Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth suggests the kerfuffle over one of the president's more controversial personnel moves, that's the firing of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is way over the top. Federal workers facing a deadline this week. Elon Musk's Doge team has directed them to report 5 specific things they accomplished last week or face possible dismissal. As the Trump administration pursues talks with Russia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, a dozen leaders from Europe and Canada visiting Kiev, marking the third anniversary of the Russian invasion. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street this morning. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's and Phil's yesterday from Clearwater, Florida. Birds keeping an eye on third base prospect Kobe Mayo, and Mayo giving the Birds something to see.
Hits that one sharply towards short, past the diving Edmundo Sosa, and two runs will score. And Mayo has a two-run single, and the Orioles take a two-zip lead here in the first.
Call on NBC Sports Philadelphia, part of a 10-hit attack in a 7-3 win. O's even their spring record at 1-1. Today, it's the Orioles and the Braves. Dean Kramer takes the hill. Heavy rains expected in Sarasota early afternoon, so the game's been moved back to 4:05. Ravens have been mum on Justin Tucker since releasing a statement when the allegations first came out against the Ravens kicker. But that will change tomorrow. Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh scheduled to hold press conferences when the NFL scouting combine commences in Indianapolis. Big college lacrosse tilt yesterday at Homewood Field.
Only one-on-one matchups this season thus far. Patrick Mala.
Call on the Go Heels Sports Network. Dominic Petrobala scores a game-high 6 goals, and his dad, former Hopkins head coach Dave Petrobala, molds the defense that did just enough, lifting number 9 North Carolina to a 13-12 upset win over the number 3 Blue Jays. Coming up at 7:35, do you believe in miracles? And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Lots of sunshine. We'll go up to 57 for that high today, and we get even warmer on Tuesday by a few degrees. Now for tonight, mostly cloudy. The overnight low falls back to 37. Upper 20s is where we are supposed to be. Tuesday, stray shower late in the day is possible. Partly sunny, getting up to around 60, and then mostly sunny on Wednesday, dropping back down to 59. Upper 50s again Thursday, and it looks like we will see a decent shot at some afternoon showers. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Qualifying small business customers can get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll get easy-to-follow recommendations to help you save. To request an appointment, visit bgesmartenergy.com/smallbusiness.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. You know, it's no secret that Governor Wes Moore has a desire for offshore wind and for solar-powered energy here in the state of Maryland. The problem is anybody with an education beyond the fourth grade understands that that's not going to actually power the entire state. So that's the problem here. But it seems to me that only the Republicans in Annapolis actually want to do something about it. And so now we're at this, I guess you could say, fork in the road, where I think Democrats in Annapolis, if they want to listen to their constituents, they're going to have to listen to the other side of the aisle. I know they don't usually do this in Maryland, because we do have the minority as Republicans in Annapolis. But to all those that want to keep their job, I suggest you pay attention. And to give us some insight here, we've got Delegate Brian Chisholm on the line. Delegate, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim. Great to be with you.
Yeah. I know you don't have a ton of time, Delegate, and I appreciate you taking the time to call in. I don't know where we should start here. I know that there was an energy presentation given to Governor Westmore recently. Do you seem like he took it well, received it well, I should say? And what exactly was presented to him?
Well, I did talk to his staff, and I just laid out for them the actual facts and the actual numbers, and some of these ambitious goals they put in place are just impossible to reach. And I think everybody finally acknowledges that. The problem we're having is, you know, if you think about it, Kim, it's like we stood up on the diving board and told everybody they had to dive into the pool to save the world, but nobody knew whether or not there was water in the pool. And now we've got people on the diving board, the ratepayers, and telling them, well, you're going to have to dive in.
Yeah.
And we're not going to tell you if there's water there or not, because that's where we are with these goals. And I know you just mentioned it. To be honest with you, I looked up the last report. The state of Maryland, as far as power production went, we get 43% from nuclear and 42% or 43% from natural gas. So that's, you know, almost 90% there. You add coal in, you're well above 90%. So we're getting around 5% to 7% of our power right now in the state of Maryland from these renewables, which they want to be at 60% this year, and that's impossible to do.
Sorry to cut you off there, Delegate. It's very impossible. You're saying 5% right now?
This is what was produced in this is our latest report from 2023, because that's the latest one that I could get. Wind was 1.4% in the total year of 2023, and solar and other, so I don't know what else they combined that with, was 2.9%.
Wow. Yeah, no, what would be other at this point? You know what, and Delegate, I don't envy your job up there. You guys are doing a great job. I guess, you know, if you could explain to us, you know, because I know a lot of people are talking about Empower, and I know that's what you're tackling. If you could explain to the audience here, what is Empower, what is it that they do, and what can we do moving forward?
Well, Empower Maryland started 2006 or 2008, and it was probably a great idea. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of money from the utility companies, the ones that, but it's going to be passed on to the ratepayer. We're going to teach people how to create more efficiency in their heating systems, their cooling systems, their appliances. Not a great idea, in my opinion, but I understand. This is an initiative. Let's help people switch from, if you remember back then, Kim, it was switching all your light bulbs to LED. Well, it's no secret anymore. If you want to run an efficient home, and everybody wants an efficient home, you know what to do. You know how to read the labels. You know which light bulbs are better. You can look at your own appliances. But now, last year, we passed in SB 1, Senate Bill 1, a change to Empower that is solely focused on switching people's natural gas heating systems over to electric, which has a couple problems. One, it's the most costly efficient you can run during the winter. That is not even up for debate. That's why people's energy bills went through the roof in January, because they're not really built to run below freezing or even below 35. And so your meter starts running double time when you are at that temperature, 35 or below. And it's a bad system to run. And secondly, it puts more pressure on our grid that is already overworked at this point. And both sides of the aisle admit that. PJM admits that. Every utility admits that there's way too much pressure on our grid. So what's our answer? Take money from ratepayers, create this system to pay off our friends in these slush funds so they can switch people over to a less efficient system that's going to cost them more money? It doesn't even make sense. So when we started to tackle the energy problem, so we have to look long-term and we have to look short-term. Is there any immediate relief right now? And when Empower started popping up, I'm like, what? I really didn't know all the money we were spending on Empower. But when I looked at it, I was like, this puts $40, $50, $60 back in every pocket of the ratepayers every month. It's not going to make you rich, but it might get you over the hump because a lot of people are scratching money together to pay their utilities, to pay their rent or pay their mortgage, and they're getting swallowed up by this problem. And Empower is one of the reasons. It's an unnecessary charge on your bill.
Wow. Well, no, $40, $60, Delegate, I think that does help. You know, along with, and I know I talked about this last week with others, Brandon Shores and other power plants hopefully reopening, I would think that that would take some of the pressure off of the ratepayers. I'm not quite certain. Do you know if they're talking about opening any of these other power plants?
The problem is we are so anti-business with our regulations in this state that it's not a great state to open a power plant or keep a power plant running. So we're going to have to address that with our over-regulation, with some of our MDE requirements. It's just very tough to do. I'm hoping that with my bill that calls for kind of a halting of the Climate Solutions Act Now bill, to put all these mandates in place that we had to meet that are impossible to meet, to halt that and just hold it in place and tell businesses you don't have to meet this if it's going to have a negative effect on you financially. So I'm hoping that will encourage a lot of the plants to stay open and in the future open new plants here. I know nuclear's got a bright future.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, it's 7 years out at best. So are we going to make our ratepayers go through this pain for 7 years while we wait for nuclear to be built here with no guarantee they're going to want to be here? So I think you have to create a better business environment here in the state of Maryland in order to get these businesses to want to stay here and get these businesses to want to open up here.
Yeah, well, you know what? With this new budget proposed by the governor, it seems like we're going in the opposite direction, to be honest, Delegate. I want to ask you real quick, because I'm taking notes here as you're speaking this morning. I appreciate you being here. You said that this Empower push, that was in Senate Bill 1. Is that what you said? Was that in SB 1? Because SB 1 was about something completely different, wasn't it?
I think they put it into SB 1 last year. It either was HB 864 or SB 1, but I think it ended up in SB 1. But whatever the legislation was, it was put up. I think it went through. When it came to the floor, obviously it went through economic matters, but I remember arguing this on the floor because there were two things coupled in there. One of them was to really put, once again, a hamper on retail energy companies, meaning you could pick on your utility bill where you kind of wanted your energy to come from. So people that wanted renewables, even though they might pay more, could say, I want my energy to be coming from a renewable company. Well, we kind of eliminated that last year with this bill, and I'm getting a lot of calls about this. People that used to have a choice on who they wanted to use for their power supply have now been eliminated. They're all but gone in the state of Maryland. So it just follows the same pattern that we've been doing here in Maryland since I've been there, and that is to start to eliminate competition until there's only two people standing, wind and solar, and that is a very dangerous place to be. It hasn't worked anywhere else in the world. In fact, where they tried it, it's become a disaster. And that's why you see even countries like France going to nuclear, because it's the only way out if you're going to continue to say, well, natural gas is bad, which I have a problem with. I think natural gas is as clean as any other energy as well, but they seem to hate it here. But at least everybody seems to admit nuclear is a clean energy. We just don't want to put it in our portfolio standard because it's not the energy we pick. We like wind and solar, and that's it.
Yeah, and that is a big issue. Again, we're on with Delegate Brian Chisholm, and, you know, we are grateful for all the work that you're doing. Now, you know, I know there is a list out there of organizations that's getting the Empower money. Is there, you know, just real quick off the top of your head, a couple of different organizations? And, you know, because I know that some of this, you know, people are really using this as a slush fund, it seems. Is that what's going on here? Because, of course, there's a lot of people asking whether or not we'll have Doge in Maryland anytime soon.
Yeah, so I looked up the last report. Once again, the last report that was presented to the Senate was in 2023. There was $300 million spent. So I went back, and it took some digging, but the Maryland Energy Administration, run by Paul Pinsky, had a list of who got some of the money. Casa de Maryland got $750,000. You have all these other, like, civic work companies. So, and it looks to me to be like all of the Democrat activist favorites.
Yeah.
And the problem I have with it is, so if you think about it, so we're taking money out of every ratepayer's bill, right? And then we're sending it to the utility. The utility then has to turn around and send it to another group. And that other group, sometimes these activists like Casa de Maryland, are then deciding where they're going to put that money. Whose houses do we want to fix? Are we really going to fix these houses? There is no oversight over this. And that's why I think it's become a complete and utter slush fund.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantee. If people want to create better efficiency in their home, everybody knows how to do it now.
Right.
And so in 2023, in that report, there was $300 million spent. $21 million of it went to limited income programs. So we're talking about 7% of the low-income people actually benefited, and everything else was, you know, it was 157 of that. So more than 50% of it went to commercial and industry, so buildings.
Wow.
Whose buildings?
Right.
If you look, it's a lot of the nonprofit buildings.
This is what I call a delegate, and I know, you know, you've got to work in a bipartisan way up there in Annapolis, but this is personally what I call the actual blueprint. I think this is how they continue to have such a stronghold, a Democrat stronghold in the state. And I appreciate you getting to the bottom of it. I know you got to go, but real quick before you go, you know, this bill that you're introducing with, you know, Empower and hopefully repealing, do you think that it has legs? Do you think it'll get far through the House and the Senate?
I don't know. I told them they could take my name off the bill. That's how serious I am about it, that I think that we need real relief now. And when I spoke to the governor's office, the governor didn't come over, but he sent his chief of staff, and we had a great conversation. They always seem to act like they understand what the problem is, and I'm sure they understand the problem. They just don't want our solution. They just want to keep digging the same hole. And I'm afraid that my bill will go nowhere, but we're going to do our best to at least, you know, let the public know. That's why I appreciate you being or allowing me on, and at least provide transparency. This is a solution that can go into effect immediately, especially the Empower part, and provide some relief for families. And I'm tired of kicking the can down the road until ultimate destruction in this state for our energy. And you're not going to have a business that wants to be here anymore.
Yeah. Well, Delegate Brian Chisholm, you're welcome on this show anytime you like. Thank you so much for all the work that you do. We appreciate your service, and thank you so much for fighting for us. I hope that you have a great day there in Annapolis. I know it's tough, but thank you for never giving up on us.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you so much, Cam.
Thank you. Again, that was Delegate Brian Chisholm. And, you know, this is what it comes down to. You've got Republicans in Annapolis that are fighting like hell to reduce some of these taxes and the fees and the energy bills. But this is, you heard it there, you know, they're playing politics every step of the way. And this is why I said that Governor Westmoreland and friends, they are very vulnerable heading into 2026. There are Democrats, there are those individuals, think about all the federal employees right now scared in the state because of Doge, right? President Trump might actually let them go if they're not doing anything. They're still going to have to deal with these energy bills. They're still going to have to deal with the fees and the taxes. They are now looking at Governor Westmore and they're saying, all right, I'm already dealing with this in Washington, D.C. The last thing I want to do is also deal with your foolishness in Annapolis, which is raising my bills, okay? As you heard there from Delegate Chisholm, and I didn't know it was at 5%. I knew it was something stupid and ridiculous. But if you're putting together wind and solar, and it's bringing in 5% of our energy, Wind and solar? What did we play last week, Brian? It was a video from Governor Westmore doubling down on only wind and solar. This idiot. I'm too tired for this today. I'm too tired. Here's what I want to do. I want to hear from you guys. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. And I do. I appreciate the delegate for coming on and talking about this, because this is what we're all dealing with. March 1st is on Saturday. You're gonna open up more bills, and you're going to have more issues and more headaches, just like everybody else. You know, this past month wasn't any warmer than the month previously. And then that's what they'll tell you, too, right? Oh, it's so cold outside. You know, it's ridiculous. They have played so many games. We're all now facing a situation where I would say, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go ahead and say 45% of the state, they're now wondering and budgeting and figuring out how they're going to pay their bills this month. I'm going to go out on that limb. And like, we need this right after the COVID pandemic, right? How many people are still putting their lives together after being out of work during the pandemic? This is real life scenarios. This is real life for us. We didn't work at Robin Hood Foundation making $4 million a year. We didn't do that. I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680.
Donald J. Trump is officially the next president of the United States of America. While millions of Americans are rejoicing in the victory, thousands of others are still concerned about their savings. The unfortunate truth is, we still have $35 trillion in debt. The interest on that debt is now larger than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. Plus, the wars that started under Biden are still raging across the globe. So, what can you do to help protect your savings? Many Americans are already taking action by reaching out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit to show you how precious metals like gold and silver could help you diversify your savings before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com. Paid for by Goldco.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
It's about time that America said, hey, if you're going to live under the blanket of security of being right next to us, you better start treating us right. And the same goes for Canada. It's only fair, guys. We have been the beacon of freedom around the world, and we have given and given and given till it hurts, and now we're still being beeslapped by the entire world, by the United Nations, by NATO, and that gravy train is over.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're speaking to Delegate Brian Chisholm. Again, I appreciate him coming on. I appreciate everybody in Annapolis that are able to come on right before they hit the floor. I know that isn't easy to do because they got to be focused up there. But his bill is basically repealing Empower. And as you heard from him, a lot of the money from Empower is going into what it looks like a slush fund, right? The money goes to these organizations, these nonprofits that are basically on the same agenda as many of those Democrats. And they're receiving millions upon millions of dollars, yet this is supposed to be providing relief for those that are living below the poverty line that are also receiving some of these high energy bills. But as you heard there from the delegate, about 7% of that money goes to those in need. So this is an issue, and this is what we do all the time with those living below the poverty line. If you recall, this is why I ran for office, right? We exploit those that live below the poverty line. This is how they do it. This is how the Democrats get away with it. They swear they pretend like, oh, we're helping those that are less fortunate. We're helping those. And meanwhile, they're shoveling a lot of this money into their own back pockets or the pockets of their friends, who then shovel it into their campaign accounts. This is how it works here. This is how people are being exploited. My big question also is, do you think that repealing of power is going to happen? Sounds like it would give us some relief, but is it going to happen? I don't know. I got Patty in Harford County. Patty, you want to weigh in?
I do. I want to correct, though, what the state touts as the generation mix of, you know, wind, solar, natural gas. Keep in mind, we import 40% of our power. So when you add that into the mix, we only produce 24.6% natural gas in the state. So nuclear is only 24%. That pushes solar to actually being 3.6% of the generation mix of the resources that we use for our electricity.
3.6.
Coal is actually 3%, and that's expected to retire in 2028. Wind is actually less than 1% because all we have right now is land-based. So, you know, the closure of Brandon Shores and Wagner is going to push that importation to close to 70%.
Oh.
And that project is already at the PSC. BGE filed that CPCN application last July, so it's making its way. The Sierra Club forced Brandon Shores to close. They sued Talon Energy. It's a pipe dream to think that Brandon Shores is going to stay open.
Right.
And so we're marching down the road to 70% importation of energy into Maryland. But it goes even better than that. We have several other projects besides the Maryland Piedmont project. There's a project called MARL, the Mid-Atlantic Resiliency Link, to be built and go through Western Maryland to import more electricity via Maryland and West Virginia to the data centers in Virginia. We have the Tri-County Transmission upgrade that BGE will build from the Peach Bottom Calpine natural gas generation plants. There's two of them. It's at 2 miles from Peach Bottom, through Harford County, through Baltimore County, and down into Howard County. By the time we do that importation, are we going to be sitting at 85 or 90% importation? You know, what? Maryland lawmakers, I've listened to many of these hearings for these energy bills, and the Democrats are locked in. They're not going to budge. They're not going to ever give up their slush fund that empower Maryland's surcharge taxes that's on our electric bills. You know, I don't think you can embarrass them enough. The Sierra Club won't let them give them up, and
yeah,
other climate justice organizations that are NGOs. So,
yeah. Yeah,
Patty. This is a huge problem.
Yeah, it is. Patty, hold on one second. My producer's going to talk to you here in a second. You know, we got to get Patty on the show. More coming up next.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years.
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast.